Jordan Spruill wants to work in law enforcement, and he says a big reason he wanted to start the process of joining the force was his experience as a young man in the Hartford Police Athletic League.
The only way you can really make a difference is being within. So it inspired me to like maybe want to change my community. The only way you can do that is being in the mix. Show people that not all cops are bad people.
Spruill is at the league's facility where young people play basketball and participate in after-school activities each day. The organization is hoping for a major renovation that will help it reach more youth. And one big part of the league's success is its close working relationship with the Hartford Police Department.
Our number one thing is the police involvement.
That's the director of programming, John Ishmael. He goes by Coach Ish.
Those relationships are really, really strained in a lot of cities and a lot of communities. Our kids come in every single day and have positive interactions with police officers. What separates us is the fact that we have continuous police involvement in our program.
Ishmael says Spruill plays a big role here. He grew up in the Hartford PAL organization and decided to pursue his own career in law enforcement. He's also an EMT and has served in the military.
When we started and developed the nonprofit side, Jordan helped run the first camp that we had over at Noah Webster about 5 or 6 years ago. We've opened a lot of kids' eyes to potential work in law enforcement.
And Spruill returns the compliment. He says Ishmael is one of the reasons why he went into the force.
It's got to be my man, Coach Ish, man. Like, he's 6'5", one of the tallest dudes. You come into the room, you see him. He looks intimidating, but no, like, he definitely builds a great bond with the kids. Kids love him. Always has a smile on his face. Like, I don't know where this program would be today without Coach Ishmael.
The league's William Street location is about to undergo major renovations. That renovation could increase the number of young people served by more than 20%. David Jorgensen is the league's chairman.
The reason that we want to renovate it is to open up more space so that we can accept more kids into our programming. Right now, you know, we're limited by our resources and by our space, and we do have a waiting list, which we would like to eliminate and be able to offer every kid who wants to be a part of PAL and their families that opportunity. And for that, we need the space.
And serving more kids means building community. Kendrick Gaynor, Connecticut Public Radio.